Arkansas South, where authentic Southern charm, hospitality, history, and nature create untold moments of serious fun. Downtowns are filled with unique shopping and amazing eateries. Culture flourishes in historic homes, museums, galleries, and gardens. Fantastic concerts, delightful theater, and romantic lodging await you. Rich in Civil War history, Arkansas South's reenactments bring that bygone era to life. Discover miles of rivers and acres of clear lakes and deep forests. State parks offer opportunities for camping, fishing, hiking, and biking. Visit ArkansasSouth.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7373 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7373. Go to Avant.com today.
It's time for the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7. We now take you back to the stadium with the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
What a great first half out of the Bombers. They lead West Memphis 23-14 here at halftime. We'll check stats coming up in just a little bit. First, we are joined by Mountain Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky here at halftime. And Mitch, I'll tell you what, as always, it's a busy time of the year. I guess every week's a busy time of the year for you in athletics, but there's so much going on, isn't there?
There is. Actually, these last few days, it's kind of been a little quiet, but it's just kind of preparing you for everything with the fall sports kind of coming to an end and then starting our winter sports, so it's about to get started.
You're going to rack up the miles between today and tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, so, you know, driving down here today, of course, always good. You got Rendezvous to help that out a little bit.
Makes the trip a lot better, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, we're going to leave. I'm going to spend the night here in Marion. Well, right up the road at Marion tonight and head to Hot Springs, Oaklawn for the cross-country state tournament tomorrow. And our girls and boys, they'll be running the last two races of the day. Our boys are running first, and they'll run around 3:15. And our boys will run after that to finish up the state tournament there at about 3:45.
Now, they used to have that state meet on Saturday. Why is it? When did they move it to a Friday?
Well, you know, last year when the cross country, we competed up there last year at the state tournament, they said afterwards they weren't sure if they was going to have it there anymore. And the reason was Oaklawn has something going on that Saturday. So they weren't sure if they was going to be able to move the dates. And matter of fact, we were one of them that if they couldn't have it, that we was looking at trying to host it because, you know, it's always good if you run on your home track. Bet. So, but anyway, they found it, and it is a great place to run. If you've never been there to watch it, it's out in the middle of the Oaklawn, you know, horse track, and very viewer friendly. You can stand one place and watch the whole race. It's a pretty nice event.
That's nice. So that's coming up tomorrow. Of course, both teams conference champs.
Yes. You know, it was, of course, we had that at home. And, you know, I thought it was great to have it at home, but then when you bring two conference championships with it, I mean, that makes it even better. And, you know, Coach Blades, Coach Peverell, Coach Ryder Pierce, they've done a great job along with our kids. And, you know, we're excited about tomorrow. We think we could have a good showing.
What else is coming up?
Well, we have – you know, we've been going with the fall. Of course, when I say it's a fall sport, dance is kind of a fall and winter. And
right.
But we have dance state competition November 11th. It's at Bentonville West High School. And then it's a little bit farther down the road because cheer is kind of a fall and winter sport as well combined. And there's state competition is December 16th. And then we kick off basketball. Matter of fact, we kick off basketball tomorrow.
Saturday.
Well, yeah, I keep thinking today's
like
Friday. You're right. But our boys travel for a benefit game in Jacksonville. We've been going there for years and kind of kick their season off. And then our girls basketball team will start a week from tomorrow at Paragol with a benefit game with the Rams. So basketball's kicking off. And then we got junior high going. Of course, tonight, our last ninth grade football game. I haven't got text, so I'm not sure how we're doing. I've been waiting for a text, see how we're doing at Green County Tech, and that will end up their season. And then we have swim. Swim begins November 6th at Paragol. I guess that's Monday.
Right.
And then wrestling, November 16th. It's actually at home. So if you have time, November 16th, come out and watch the Bombers compete wrestling. Then bowling a little bit later, December 4th. And it's actually at home also.
Busy time of the year. You talked about wrestling. For folks that have never seen high school wrestling, they need to come out and watch that. It's very entertaining.
You know, I can't remember when we started that. I can't even remember how many years ago. I actually got asked to work up on the scores table.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me a towel, and they said, throw it at the referee when the horn goes off. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I guess they get into it, and they don't know when they can't hear the horn, so you hit them with a towel. I thought that was pretty cool. But, no, you know, there's a lot of sports since I've taken this position that I wasn't real familiar with. And you go out and you watch them, watch our kids compete, learn a little bit about it, and you start to fall in love with different sports you've never been around. And that's the reason when you're not familiar with something, you really don't know what it's about.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I could use soccer as another sport. You know, I wasn't real familiar with soccer and tennis. But going to these and watching our kids compete, you start to learn the sport and it grows on you.
Yeah.
Even, I never played those sports, but it's been fun to get to know and watch our kids compete in every sport.
I'm glad coaches can't throw towels at officials of basketball. you'd have to have several shoulder surgeries.
You know, the older I got, the more I matured. I got better. Early in my career, if they would have gave me a towel and said you could throw it, I'd probably been in trouble.
Well, Mitch, appreciate the time at halftime, and how about the first half by the Bomber football team?
Well, very proud of our coaches and our players. I always told our team when I was back coaching basketball, you can tell a lot about a team in a game if you're down 20 and you know you can't win. How are you going to play the game? We're playing in this game right now knowing that we're not going to the playoffs, and this shows a lot about the character of our boys because – they're just playing for each other right now,
yep.
And it's showing a lot, and I'm very proud of them.
I guess a team that's 8-1 and whose only loss is to Pine Bluff. So,
yes, and, you know,
impressive.
Let's keep this thing going.
You bet.
Win this thing.
All right, Mitch, appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Mount Home Athletic Director Mitch Heskey. Matt's going to check scores for us around the state coming up. We're at halftime. It's 23-14. The Bombers with the lead over West Memphis. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the Acumen Audio Halftime Show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
asks, is the bed of your truck a little rough for tailgating? Does the sound of your vehicle audio make you want to run back to the locker room and hide? Well, Acumen Audio has you covered with Superliner sprayed-in bed liner and high-quality audio for your ride. It's Bomber football time, and the sound pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. With amp and sub packages starting at $239, and they also have Bluetooth portable party speakers, too. Call the sound pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner of 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwoski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished through cooperation. From working with new or existing companies to working with government leaders, we help our communities grow and prosper. Your local electric co-op provides leadership to ensure that your rates are among the lowest in the nation. Affordable, reliable, and responsible power attracts and sustains local economies. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code DOZE.
The holidays are coming. Time to clean up at the Home Depot. With up to 40% off appliance special buys and 12 months financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more, like a GE high efficiency top load washer and electric dryer, right now just $499 each. Black Friday priced and just in time for holiday guests. Our lowest prices of the year, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, gas dryer extra. See store for details. Credit offer valid through November 22nd, subject to credit approval.
Welcome you back to the Ackman Audio Halftime Show here on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, brought to you by Ackman Audio and May Family Motors. Matt Sharp joining you with another Classic Hits 101.7 studio report as Mountain Home is up on West Memphis by a score of 23-14. It'd be a big win if Mountain Home can hold on to their lead again. West Memphis comes into this game ranked 10th in the state overall and 4th in Class 6A by the Associated Press. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy is hosting Little Rock Hall tonight. The Lions came into this game ranked 5th in Class 6A. Have not seen a score on that one as of yet. Marion is up on Jonesboro 28-14 at halftime. And Pine Bluff, who's ranked 6th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A, is leading at Jacksonville by a score of 31-10 at the break. Mountain Home and West Memphis, the only game being played tonight on the local level. All others will be played tomorrow night. Yellow Summit will host Marshall in the Battle of the Buffalo. The Panthers looking to go into playoff action on a winning note. Bobcats looking for their first win of the season. Salem is not playing this week. The Greyhounds have a bye this week. Their conference only had 7 members in it, so they get a week off before they go into playoff action. Melbourne will be at Greenland tomorrow night. Mountain View will face Clinton in a battle of Yellow Jackets. The Clinton comes into this game ranked 5th in Class 3A. Harrison will host Farmington tomorrow night, and Ava will continue the district playoff action. Actually, tomorrow night will be their district title game, and they'll have home field advantage for it as they are the top seed in their district playoffs. The Bears will be hosting Mountain Grove. In the Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, number 1 North Little Rock is leading Cabot 20-7 at halftime, and number 5 Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number 1 in Class 5A, is up on Mills 41-0 at the break. All the other games will be played tomorrow night as number 2 Bentonville West will be hosting number 8 Bentonville. Number 3 Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, will make the trip to Percy to face Lake Hamilton. 4th-ranked Bryant will be at number 7 Conway. And number 9 El Dorado, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 6A, will play host to Texarkana. Class 5A top 5 games that we haven't gotten to yet. Number 2 Little Rock Christian is up on J.A. Fair 49-0 at halftime. And Little Rock McClellan, who is tied for the number 5 spot, is leading Little Rock Parkview 14-6 at the break. Games tomorrow night will be number 3 Nettleton against number 4 Wynn. That could definitely be the biggest game of the year overall in Class 5A. And Watson Chapel, who is tied with McClellan for that number 5 ranking, will be hosting Camden Fairview tomorrow night. In the Class 4A top 5 games, there's only one that's being played tonight, and in the second quarter, number 3 Warren is up on Dollarway 28-0. Tomorrow night, number 1 Joe T. Robinson will host Mina in Little Rock. 2nd-ranked P. Ridge will travel to Springdale to face Shiloh Christian. 4th-ranked Arkadelphia entertains Malvern. And number 5, Prairie Grove, will be at home against Lincoln. In the Class 3A Top 5, 2 games on tonight's schedule as number 1, Junction City, is leading Drew Central 54-0 at halftime. And 3rd-ranked Mayflower is at Mariana tonight. See if I can find a score update on that game. Okay, that game has not been updated. Hopefully we'll see that later on. Tomorrow night, it'll be number 2 Charleston hosting Mansfield, and 4th-ranked Glen Rose will be at home against Gurdon. And in the Class 2A Top 5, 3 games on tap for tonight, as number 1 Mount Ida is leading Lafayette County 48-0 in the second quarter. Second-ranked Earl, that is at home against East Poinsett County. And it is Earl up on the Warriors 36-6 at halftime. And number 5, Conway Christian, playing at Bigelow this evening. It is Conway Christian up 35-0 at the break. Number 3, Danville, is taking this last week off. Number 4, Ryzen, was scheduled to play, but Woodlawn has forfeited that contest due to lack of numbers. So let's look what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob at the stadium. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home leading West Memphis 23-14. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Concern for community is one of the 7 cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
I chose SAU.
Southern Arkansas University is one of the fastest growing, one of the most affordable universities in the state of Arkansas. Our academic programs are attracting students from all over the Arkansas region and literally around the world. Our university has gained a reputation of having a culture of caring. Come visit SAU and find out why so many students are saying they are glad they chose SAU.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7373 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7373. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo.
Now back to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
23-14, our halftime score. It's Mountain Home with the lead over West Memphis. Halftime stats, Sonny Elliott from the Baxter Bulletin compiling those for us. We appreciate that as always. Mountain Home, 284 yards of offense. West Memphis with 195. The Bombers getting all but, 25 of those on the ground. Junior Williams, 11 carries for 134 yards. Isaac McKay, 14 for 100 in the first half. Liddy had one carry for 13, and Shod had two for 12. West Memphis, Garen Holmes, 14 carries for 109 yards to lead the way in the first half. Bob, here's an interesting stat. I was just texting Sonny about this. Coming into the ball game, Isaac McKay had 48 more rushing yards than Junior Williams. So Junior's made up ground at halftime. He's got 34 more than Isaac. So Junior is 14 yards behind Isaac for the lead for the season. Isaac has scored 2 touchdowns tonight. That gives him 10. Junior scored 1. That gives him 11. So there's 1 touchdown and 14 yards separating those two.
That's pretty close. That pretty well tells you what our offense is right there.
Yes.
You know, it's fullback, quarterback, and, you know, ideally, in the option, that's the way it's supposed to be.
It is.
You know, the pitch is always there to make them spread, but it's the fullback and the quarterback that get the majority of the carries.
By the first half, one of the better halves we've seen Mountain Home play all season offensively.
Offensively, it was a real good half. You know, we kind of wondered if West Memphis, we knew they were athletic, but you have to be real disciplined up front in order to play assignment football and option. They had some breakdowns, you know, and we ran the ball hard, and I think they kind of underestimated us a little bit coming in and looked past us because everything's set for them. Defensively, both teams have some work to do.
Yes,
they really do.
What's odd, Bob, is when Brian was in yesterday, we heard it on his show earlier tonight. He said this is, well, in his words, not been the best week of practice we've had all season.
You know, and that happens sometimes. You have teams that don't practice well, but when you put them on the field on Friday night, they play lights out. And you have players that don't practice well that play well under the lights. And as a coach, it drives you crazy. You have to monitor and adjust to it.
Yep.
You just have to figure out what kids, you know, what motivates them.
Well, the Blue Devils will get the ball first. We'll have the second half kickoff coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. Stay tuned for the second half of action coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Shazam!
Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
The Heroes and Legends concert to be held at the Shed on the ASU Mountain Home campus on November 9th will feature local rising star Ashley McBride, and we're giving away tickets. You got fat. Ashley is from Mammoth Spring and has just been signed to Atlantic Records, so you don't want to miss this great performance. Watch our Facebook page for giveaways to be held November 6th, 7th, and 8th, including VIP passes from KTLO, Classic Hits, and The Boot.